Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Women like a man who's well-read.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
somebody who's very knowledgeable about the classics, like the Green Lantern.
No.
X-Men.
No.
Superman, things like that.
Comic books.
Yeah, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse is on the phone with us right now, and he's having trouble getting a call back from a girl named Adrian. Apparently, he thinks that his love for comic books might have turned her off. We'll get into that in a second. Jesse, how are you?
I wish I was doing better.
Yeah.
I guess, otherwise you wouldn't be doing a second date update. So the girl who you want to call today, her name is Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us how you met her.
Well, we were both at a party like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was gorgeous and seemed really cool. So we got to talking and we got to drinking. And before I left, I made sure I asked her out. And she said yes. And I asked her to come to my apartment because I wanted to cook her a meal.
Okay. Oh, wait, that was going to be your first date? Like, that's pretty intimate for a first date.
Well, I figured, you know, we started talking about food and what she really liked and... Then I mentioned that I like to cook, and it just kind of led from there.
That's awesome. So how did it go?
I thought it went pretty well. I make this really awesome chicken casserole. Like, it's my go-to dish.
Go-to dish?
A chicken casserole?
Are you a good cook?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard any complaints. I like to cook. My mom taught me to cook, and I made this chicken casserole for her. You know, I made cocktails. We had candles, like... I pulled out all the stops.
So you made it romantic. When she walked in, she knew, like, this guy is
that
putting
she was
effort in.
About to get. About
well,
to get like, it on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but.
Or just have a nice dinner.
Yeah. Make it that obvious.
Did anything like that happen on your date?
No.
Oh.
No, I was kind of hoping, but. I got a hug at the end of the night. I didn't even get a kiss.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh.
Did she linger for a long time after dinner, or was it like, all right, good chicken, I'm out?
Well, we talked after dinner, and that's kind of when the comic book thing comes up, because she kind of noticed a couple things around my apartment, and I also wear a Green Lantern ring, and so she kind of asked me like that. She was like, oh, that's really cool, what is that? And so I explained it to her. And
you wear it. Hang on one second, Jesse. You wear a Green Lantern ring all the time?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like comic books, and I like... It's a long story, but, I mean, it has to do with Green Lantern and willpower, and, I mean, it's not the nerdiest thing in the world.
It's up there. It's close. It may not be quite the nerdiest, but it's definitely in top five.
All right. Well, she didn't think it was the nerdiest thing in the world. I mean, she thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I started showing her around my apartment, and then we get to what I affectionately call the Fortress of Solitude, where I have all of my collectibles and my comic books.
So you showed her your Fortress of Solitude and your comic book collection and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I take good care of that stuff, and it's all nice and mounted on walls and framed and all that good stuff. And
so it's put together. It's not like you're walking into a college dorm room where there's a bunch of comic books thrown around, some empty pizza boxes everywhere.
No. Like, I mean, I have shelves on the wall and signed books and things like that and all that stuff, and everything's in cabinets. And
you're a legit enthusiast and a collector.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I've collected since I was a kid. So, I mean, it's definitely something I'm passionate about. So I figured... She's going to find out sooner or later, and I'm not ashamed of it. So I show her the room, and she kind of got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought maybe, oh, she's in awe of my collection.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of nodded a lot and just didn't seem that thrilled by it.
Really?
And then conversation got a little bit more strained after that.
How
really?
So?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, before, I mean, it was just, you know, back and forth, you know. Oh, yeah, you like that? Oh, that's cool. And whereas then it just got kind of weird.
Yeah, sort of just putting the brakes on everything like Superman in a room full of kryptonite. Am
nice
I right?
Analogy, bro.
That's a good reference, yeah.
Why do you think that your comic book collection would have turned her off, though?
I mean, if I had just things thrown around or I was running around in, like, Superman underwear, yeah, I guess that could be a thing. But it's just, it's something I'm passionate about. I take care of it, and I have a nice place. So that's the only thing I can think of that may have weirded her out.
I mean, I think that women appreciate a guy who definitely has interests. But if you take it to, like, an OCD level, or maybe she thinks you're immature.
Well, I mean, it's not like I play with the toys that are in there. I mean, they're all on shelves.
You do wear a Green Lantern ring.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's legit jewelry. It's not like I'm wearing a plastic thing I got.
Okay.
It's legit jewelry.
So that's the only thing you can think of from your date, though, is that she might have been turned off by your love for comics.
Yeah, I mean, everything else seemed to go well. She liked the food I made. She enjoyed the wine and all that good stuff. So
how many times since your date have you tried to get a hold of her?
I've sent her text messages. I mean, and she'll kind of respond back with, like, how are you doing? Oh, I'm just really busy. But then when I mention, hey, let's hang out or let's get together, I get the silence.
Nothing back. I think that means she doesn't want to go out again. But I'm not a genius. I can't pick up on that stuff very well. That's why we'll play a song, we'll come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Yep, just hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.